A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month is to be the first of all the others for you, the first month of your year. Speak to the holy community of Israel and say, 'On the 10th day of this month, each man must take an animal from the flock, one for each family, one animal for each household. If the household is too small to eat the animal, a man must join with his neighbor, the nearest to his house, as the number of persons requires. You must take into account what each can eat in deciding the number for the animal. It must be an animal without blemish. A male 1 year old, you may take it from either sheep or goats. You must keep it till the 14th day of the month, when the whole assembly of the community of Israel shall slaughter it between the two evenings. Some of the blood must then be taken and put on the two doorsteps and the lintel of the houses where it is eaten. That night the flesh is to be eaten, roasted over the fire. It must be eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. You shall eat it like this: with a girdle round your waist, sandals on your feet, a staff in your hand. You shall eat it hastily. It is a Passover in honor of the Lord. That night I will go through the land of Egypt and strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, man and beast alike. I shall deal out punishment to all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood shall serve to mark the houses that you live in. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and you shall escape the destroying plague when I strike the land of Egypt. This day is to be a day of remembrance for you, and you must celebrate it as a feast in the Lord's honor. For all generations, you are to declare it a day of festival forever." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. This is what I received from the Lord and in turn passed on to you, that on the same night that he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread, thanked God for it, and broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this as a memorial of me." In the same way, he took the cup after supper and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Whenever you drink it, do this as a memorial of me. Until the Lord comes, therefore, every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are proclaiming his death." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. It was before the festival of the Passover, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to pass from this world to the Father. He'd always loved those who were his in the world, but now he showed how perfect his love was. They were at supper, and the devil had already put it into the mind of Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus knew that the Father had put everything into his hands, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And he got up from table, removed his outer garment, and taking a towel, wrapped it round his waist. He then poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and wipe them with the towel he was wearing. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "At the moment, you do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." "Never," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus replied, "If I do not wash you, you can have nothing in common with me." "Then, Lord," said Simon Peter, "not only my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus said, "No one who has taken a bath needs washing. He is clean all over. You too are clean, though not all of you are." He knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "Though not all of you are." When he had washed their feet and put on his clothes again, he went back to the table. "Do you understand," he said, "what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and rightly so I am. If I then, the Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you should wash each other's feet. I have given you an example so that you may copy what I have done." The Gospel of the Lord.
Holy Thursday is the most prayerful and profound of all religious observances, saving only the Easter Vigil. The evening Holy Thursday liturgy marks the end of Lent and the beginning of the sacred Triduum, the sacred 3 days of Holy Week, which culminates in the Easter Vigil. The Mass begins in the evening because the Passover began at sundown. On Holy Thursday, the Church celebrates the institution of the Holy Eucharist by Christ, and the institution of the consecrated priesthood, and the ceremony of the washing of the feet. Jesus, the Son of Man, Son of God, began his Passover celebration by washing the feet of his disciples as a lesson in humble service, proving that he came to the world not to be served, but to serve. He kneels down to perform a menial task of a slave for them, to teach them the true meaning of his life. This act is repeated in almost all the churches by the celebrants, indicating the importance of service in the church. This is a reminder of how Jesus in the Gospel spoke of power, authority, which is always connected with service. Feet washing is not simply a ritual, but it should be a spiritual lifestyle. We need to develop a culture of feet washing. He washed our feet so that our hearts and minds would not be dirty. So Jesus said, "So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Which means, feet washing is not a ritual to be done only in the church this Thursday. We should live each day in the light of this ceremony. The Stall and the Towel is the title of a book which sums up the message of the Italian bishop Tony Bello, who died of cancer at the age of 58. On Maundy Thursday of 1993, while on his deathbed, he dictated a pastoral letter to the priest of his diocese. He called upon them to be bound by the stall and the towel. The stall symbolizes union with Christ in the Eucharist, and the towel symbolizes union with humanity by service. The priest is called upon to be united with the Lord in the Eucharist and with the people as their servant. Today, we also celebrate the institution of both the Eucharist and the priesthood, the feast of the stall and the towel, the feast of love and service. Jesus instituted the Holy Eucharist for the sake of humanity, so that we may eat his body and drink his blood, and thus have eternal life. In this meal, Jesus tells his disciples that he is truly present, body and blood, and his divinity is manifested in it. He is the God-man who chooses the simple means of a meal to remain with the humanity forever. And he says, "Do this in memory of me." To take the Eucharist seriously is to begin to wash the feet of others, to serve one another, and revere Christ's presence in other persons. To wash the feet of others is to love them even when they did not deserve our love. It is to do good to them even if they don't return the favor. It is to consider others' needs to be as important as our own. It is to be forgive others from the heart, even if they don't say, I am sorry. It is to serve them even when the task is unpleasant. It is to let others know we care when they feel downtrodden or burdened. It is to be generous with what we have. It is to turn the other cheek instead of retaliating when we are treated unfairly. It is to make adjustments in our plans in order to serve others' needs without expecting any reward. In doing and suffering all these things, we love and serve Jesus himself as he has taught us. Let us imitate the self-giving model of Jesus, who shares with us his own body and blood and enriches us with his real presence in the Holy Eucharist. It is by sharing our blessings, our talents, time, health and wealth with others that we become true disciples of Christ and obey his new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Dear friends, we have been listening to the reflections on Holy Thursday liturgy as we enter into the Easter Triduum. We have seen Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, instituting the priesthood, and instituting the Eucharist. Through this simple form of meal, the bread and wine, he will remain with us forever.